This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own, to always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Tom from Leicester Fan TV here, just giving my thoughts and expectations going into the Spurs game at the weekend. Look, this ain't no easy game by far. The season in a whole, what can you say? 1 point on the board, the first game of the season. We got that point against Brentford where we should have won. Should have won comfortably. We had enough chances in the game to get the win and we blew it. 2-0 up at the 60-minute mark. The first 60 minutes of the season, playing brilliant football, passing movement, creativity. And then we could see one goal. And that goal went in and we completely looked scared. We looked lost. We looked boys versus men in that game in that last 30 minutes. And Brentford got the equaliser and probably gone on to win that game. That last 30 minutes in the Brentford game really has set the tone for the season. Poor performance after poor performance after poor performance. The Arsenal game again stands out for me. You go there, you go 2-0 down, you get a goal back, an own goal, and you're back in the game. But this has been Leicester's Achilles heels. They get a goal back and straight away they go and give a goal to the opposition. We did it again in that game. We get another goal back to make it 3-2. Within 1 minute 30, we conceded again. Suddenly it's 4-2 and it's a mountain to climb. That has been Leicester's performance. That's been Leicester's biggest problem. We get a goal and within minutes we're giving goals away. No more says it all than Brighton, our last game we've played, and go a goal up inside the first 60 seconds, thinking brilliant, just what we need, not won a game all season. Haven't won away game in nearly a year. You get a goal up inside 60 seconds and that should really been the momentum, the drive to really go on to win that game. But once again, by 16 minutes, we're 2-1 goal, 2-1 down, and we're looking lost. And as people would have seen that game, yes, we went back to 2-2, but the second half performance was absolutely abysmal. And to lose the game 5-2, well, credit to Brighton, you deserve it. You absolutely annihilated us. You pulled all our weak spots apart, and we looked ordinary. You know, Leicester fans now are really on, I've had enough of Rodgers. We look at the manager on the touchline and I compare the two. Conte on the touchline, enthusiasm, willingness, drive, jumping around, shouting at his players. And then you look at Brendan Rodgers, who stands there and maybe takes a couple of notes in the game to start half time and at full time. Even when the goals go in, it's a little clap. The game against Southampton, we went 2-1 down, and Brendan's standing there when they scored their second goal and clapping, trying to get the lads to do something. But there was no enthusiasm. And if we look at the touchline, there's a man there who doesn't want to be at our football club, I think most Leicester fans would say now. Let's put in perspective. Last February, when we lost 4-1 at home, 4-1 away at Forest, the word refresh was mentioned by Rodgers after the game. And there's been a few things now with this whole refresh in the summer. What hasn't materialised, we made two signings, one being a veteran goalkeeper in Alex Smithies, who has literally come in as a backup, and one centre-back after Wesley Fofana left the football club in Faz. What can you say? It wasn't what we were expecting. But the owners came out before the Tottenham game, for the Man United game, when we were very honest about it and said, look, we've had 5 years of signing players. We have 5 years of spending lots of money. We haven't got the money this year to go and splash the cash. And Brendan, you've got to work with what you brought in over the last 3 years. You know, fair play to him. Brendan has now really turned the fans against him because of his comments over the last few months. Commenting that he basically sort of threw the owners under the bus. Sadly, the worst thing you do that with Leicester fans is try and blame the owners. The owners can do what they want at Leicester, because Leicester fans would never get on their back, because they'll only do what's best for this football club. And obviously they feel at the moment, we haven't got the money after 2 years of COVID, has hit the club financially, hit the King Power group financially. Brendan's biggest killer heels is the last 3 or 4 weeks throwing players under the bunch, one being Kagalai Soyuncu. Now, Cags' performance over the last probably 18 months haven't been to where they were before that. And the Tottenham game last year, he made a mistake for the second goal and Brendan came out and blamed him. Since then, he's played one game, and that was in the Cup against Stockport, a 0-0 draw. The fans were calling for Rodgers to go to go to Stockport County, a League Two game, and drew 0-0 was abysmal. I was there. It was not the greatest performance, but to go to a League Two team who were at the time second bottom of the Football League and not score a goal was embarrassing. Looking at Tottenham from an outsider in, what can I say? You boys are flying. You know, by your defeat the other night, you boys look like a team that will be definitely challenging for the, you know, Champions League this year. Conte's brought some really quality into that squad as well. Richarlison on his day can be a world beater. And when you get the Richarlison we saw against Tottenham, against Knox Forest, doing keepy uppies, it tells me he's already feel comfortable in his surroundings at Spurs. Looking at players who I really think we've got a weak spot in your team would be Emerson Royale. How he's played, well, sold the other night, 17 games in a row. And a player like Spence, who, well, he tore us apart in the Cup game. And if Conte had any centre-back, he would play him against us at this weekend, because he would probably go into that game thinking, wow, last time I played, they'd be 1-4-1. I was playing for Forest, but they beat us 4-1, and he had he down that right-hand side, we couldn't deal with him. We could not deal with him, and he scored in that game. It was just like, he's a player. And when you boys signed him, I thought, he's going to get a run of games in your team. To see he's not really played that much was quite surprising. Looking at the weekend and prediction tip for my team, or what I think Rodgers will pick, I think he'll be Rodgers being stubborn again. I generally think he'll go with what he's done this season. When players, for some reason, go against what he wants to do, or a post-match interview like Timmy Cassagna came out and basically went against what Rodgers has said in his, he dropped him. And we haven't seen Timmy Cassagna now play for 2 games. I think he'll probably play Ward in goal. I think he'll be. I'd hope he won't be stubborn. I think I'd hope that he'd play Cassano on the right, James Justin on the left, and a back two of Johnny Evans and the new signing of Vaz, who we haven't seen yet. I'd hope he would play him, because we need something different in the heart of the defence at the moment, because we're conceding goals for fun. The middle of the park will be the interesting one, the selection, because Wilfred Adini has played the last 2 games as centre back, hasn't looked comfortable there. It's not his natural position. But we all know we look better with Ndidi in the middle of the park than we don't. So I'd be very surprised if Wilfred Ndidi isn't in the middle of the park with probably KDH or Tillemans. It would be a choice between those two in that middle of the park there, as there are two holding midfielders in a 4-2-3-1. He likes to play this formation. But seeing we went to Brighton in the week and played a 4-3-3 or 4-4-2, he could change it again. I've got a feeling he will play two up top at the weekend. So it could be a 4-1-3-1-2. He does like to muck these. Brain at the moment is chopped and changed, and it's very hard to call what he's going to play. I've got a feeling he will play Iheanacho and Dakar up front again because they look very good at Brighton. Madison is an automatic pick, but if he plays him on that right wing, you lose everything about Madison what's good. So to sit here and actually protect the team is very difficult at the moment because you don't know from one week to another what Brendan's thinking. And that's been the strange thing this year with Brendan, because Brendan Rodgers has always been settled to a 4-2-3-1, likes to play the lone striker. So the back end of last season was going 4-3-3 because of the players we had. Obviously now that Harvey Barnes is starting to come back into it, he's starting to go back to a formation he likes. Obviously, Barnes, for me, will play at the weekend. Barnes, on his day, can tear teams apart. But at the moment, we haven't seen enough of the good performances. Where do I think Tottenham and Leicester will finish? Well, at the moment, well apart. And if Leicester can finish 16-17, great. We all know, get a few wins and Leicester will shoot at the table. But I think at the moment, with Rodgers in charge, Leicester fans can't see where this win is coming from. I think that Tottenham will finish in the top three. I really do think they can get that third spot this year. And I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw. If Leicester can go get a point at the lane, then it's been a good point.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
If you run a small business, you need the most from every investment. That's why Comcast Business gives you more, like our new gig speed Wi-Fi, plus unlimited data, all on the largest, fastest, reliable network for small businesses. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Don't miss our special holiday offer and ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card with a qualifying bundle. Call today. Ends 12/4/2022. Restrictions apply. Requires gigabit extra bundle with 2-year agreement.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.